Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
As the American presidential race heats up with less than a week to go before citizens of that country head to the polls, South African investors should be watching closely. The potential economic impact of the election is big, from taxes to trade policies to the future of big tech as well as energy. The outcome of the poll could shape global investment strategy. Joining us now is Rashad Tayob, a macro strategist and portfolio manager at Foord. And Rashad, first of all, I want to focus on tax policies. How would each candidate's policy then affect South African investors? And I guess we're looking at both corporate and capital gains.
The interesting thing about the tax policies is that Trump, in his first term, cut tax quite aggressively. He cut the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 21%. He cut the personal income tax marginally from 39 to 37. But under Biden, they actually kept those in place. Trump, in his second term, if he wins, which is looking increasingly likely, is promising to cut the corporate tax rate even further from 21 down to 15% for domestic manufacturers. So that would be amongst the lowest rates in the world. And that would be a massive boost to corporates in the US. And, you know, for South Africans with exposure to global markets, a big portion of that is into U.S. companies, and therefore corporates in America will benefit from lower tax rates potentially under President Trump.
And both candidates have targeted big tech, but in different ways. So how would their different approaches particularly impact global portfolios? And there are people in this country with a heavy exposure to U.S. tech stocks.
So I think there's two issues here. One is that the regulatory issues, and I think given the history, Republicans are just far less prone to regulation. The Democrats generally favor more regulation and more controls. So I think under a potential Harris administration, I think you're going to see more antitrust, more attempts to exert control over the tech industry. I think he does hold a little bit of resentment against the social media companies, Google and Facebook, because they did a campaign against him and they did put in place things which impacted him negatively from a social media perspective in his first administration. So they were almost like an opposition to him. And I think he does resent that, although they have evolved. And you know, if you look at Mark Zuckerberg, his politics is evolving, and I think that they're less likely to be anti-Trump in his second administration. I think he also realizes that the big tech companies, they poster child for Americans' dominance. And I think as an America First type of president, he doesn't necessarily want to curtail their power and their influence when they are, you know, doing such a good job in terms of dominating global tech.
So we've looked at tech, we've looked at tax, let's look at trade now, and trade relations with China, a hot topic, I guess, in any election. How would tariffs and protectionist policies from either candidate affect our trade and investment landscape, if in fact it would?
So if you listen to Trump in his recent interviews, he's been very vocal on tariffs. He calls it the most beautiful word in the dictionary. And I think when he throws out numbers of 100%, 200%, it is quite scary. But I mean, if you see his history and even read his book, The Art of the Deal, there's a lot of just negotiation and positioning that goes on in when he throws out those numbers. So I don't think we should take them for granted. However, he was the one who started the campaign against China in terms of its domination of global trade. If you look at what they've done, they've basically taken over global manufacturing over the last two decades. They've decimated manufacturing in the US, but all over the world. And I think he is trying to undo some of that and make the US somewhat independent. And tariffs are going to be part of that. The risk is that while China to date is still running a record surplus, they haven't really been as aggressive in responding to the tariffs, responding to the controls on chips, for example. They're playing the long game. And the risk is that they at some point are forced to respond and it ignites a trade war. Because if you put tariffs on me, It's obvious that I will attempt to put tariffs on you, and that could potentially spiral out of control. You'll end up with high inflation and lower growth, which is a very poor outcome for the world.
Energy policy is another area of stark contrast. I think you'll agree with me. So you've got Kamala Harris with a big push on renewables, and Donald Trump is very pro-drilling. Again, this would have an impact on global energy markets, and there would be a trickle down to South African investments.
So the U.S. has, over the last decade, quietly become an energy superpower. So they've added a Saudi Arabia worth of oil production in the last decade and are the biggest producer in the world. Not many, when you think about oil powers, you don't necessarily think about the United States, but they are the biggest producer in the world. And I think despite the fact that there are constraints under a Democratic administration, there are taxes, pipelines being shut, I think the demand for oil has continued, and effectively businesses find a way. And under a Trump administration, what you're likely to see is an easing of controls, which would potentially lead to lower oil prices and potentially higher growth. Now, obviously, what that does to, you know, the green energy transition and those type of opportunities, I think renewables companies could come under a little pressure. And anyone dependent on those for returns, they could suffer if the U.S., as the biggest economy in the world, begins to pull back on some of these subsidies for green energy.
Well, all will be revealed on the 5th of November. Rashada Tayob, thank you very much indeed, macro strategist and portfolio manager at FUD. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.